This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Well, and the Coach Wimp Sanderson every Thursday here on the Jocks Roundtable is brought to you by our friends at Coca-Cola, and Diet Coke has a great new product out there that you can sample. It's available in four new flavors, Feisty Cherry, Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Zesty Blood Orange. You can pick up one to taste or get that 8-pack of the slender 12-ounce cans available at most retailers, including Piggly Wiggly. Coach, welcome aboard this morning. Going back to Game 5 last night, Celtics beating the Cavs 96-83. The theme is tired and fatigued for LeBron coming out of Game 5. Are you buying that?
Yeah, I am. I think he's tired and fatigued. I don't know. I don't think the Celtics-Golden State game will be very good. And I don't know that Cleveland will be. They're worn out, you know, on his shoulders. So, yeah, I'd say he's pretty tired, and I don't know how it's going to go. They got to win two in a row to win it, so. But to answer that question, I think he is tired, yeah.
Were there guys that you could play 40 minutes, though, and you didn't worry about it?
Yeah, they were. They were. But, you know, he's gone one series after another. I didn't have that situation in Alabama. We didn't have one series after another. We had the SEC tournament, and we were, you know, actually pretty good in that. But we didn't have anything but the 18-game round robin in the SEC tournament, so it wasn't that bad.
You sound like you're on the golf course today, are you?
Well, I'm playing in Nick Saban's Scramble down in Kiva Dunes.
Down at Kiva Dunes, so, playing in the Saban Scramble. Yeah. Now, if you've got to take a shot, so, you let us know if you need to hit as we roll through this.
When I do, as I do, all I have to do is hit.
Have you already teed off?
I'm hit. Yeah, we're on the third hole.
How are you hitting it right now?
We're okay. We're even, but boy, the pin placements were brutal. Scott, whoever set the pins today was mad at his wife.
Are you playing with anybody we know?
Tommy Ford's on my team, and then I got Scott Cooper, who's really good, and Rob Easdale.
Well, I heard
that. Rob Easdale is the one that makes it can impersonate.
Yeah,
Coach Saban.
Yeah,
when you always start walking to your next shot, you got to give the phone to him. We want to hear his Coach Saban impersonation.
I'm gonna lay the phone down on the ground. Hit. Just hold on.
Okay, I've just learned Wimp's a pretty good golf announcer.
Well, he's got a good soft voice. Let's hear they pipe the birds in.
Let's hear him cuss right here. Wimp's addressing the ball. It's a nasty little 140-yard approach shot. Wimp's going to take a long time. Way too long.
Okay, a little bit left, but okay.
Oh, a little left. I thought you were going to push it right. It's what I was betting.
Well, you take a long time for take a shot for a scramble.
Well, I had to walk to another tee box. I'm hitting up front.
Oh, okay.
I hit back here with these other guys. I hit up front. You know, I take all the advantage I can get. I got one great player on my team. Scott Cooper's can really play.
I hear you.
We're going to ride him all the way.
Well, you know, we've got the Women's U.S. Open coming to town next week out at Shoal Creek, which should be fun.
Let me say something about that, about yesterday. I want people to understand that when you play match play in golf, it's a team sport.
Right.
And you don't lay the blame on the little lady, the little girl, the last thing, the person that went off first didn't play well.
Yeah.
It's a team sport all the way. And they got the number one player, the long hitter. And, you know, Alabama could have won just as easy as Arizona. But I want people to understand that. The blame doesn't need to go. The blame needs to go to Alabama, not to one person.
Right. It came down to, you know, a pretty close match at the end, extra holes, and Alabama ends up losing the women's national championship, not losing it. Arizona ends up winning it. So your point right there. And it was a well-played extra hole match, and ends up being Arizona nudging out Alabama. Yeah, that's
the Open should be great. It should be really good. So. Women's Open at Shoal Creek should be something.
Well, he was talking about fatigue, and we won't keep you long, Wim, because we know you're busy. But he was talking about fatigue, and is that something you worried about during the course of a college season? I know they have to in the NBA. They didn't rest him, But in the course of the season, did you find yourself resting players at times?
Oh, I sure did. What I did was I practiced 45 minutes in February, and I told them we were going to have live legs. Nobody else was. Everybody else practicing 3 hours. I attribute doing so well, being in the finals of the SEC tournament 9 out of 12 years to naturally the players, but also attribute it to rest. We didn't practice. We went 45 minutes, and we talked about live legs, and we talked about us being a lot better than our opponent. And so I think they thought it, and I think we were. So I think it's a big thing. But you're right. It's a good question. That's what we did.
The coach, Wimps Anderson, joins us every Thursday here on the Jocks Roundtable. He's brought to you by Coca-Cola and some of their great products, including Diet Coke and their new four flavors, Ginger Lime, Feisty Cherry, Twisted Mango, Zesty Blood Orange. You can pick it up at local retailers. Or, Wimp, you tell us where you get it, and if you want to add anything before you go hopefully win this scramble, let us know.
Okay, Piggly Wiggly, naturally. I forget to say that a lot of time, but Piggly Wiggly is great. Coca-Cola is great. You guys are really good. You're really good today. Brownie gone.
I'm sure Brownie's on the golf course just like you are. He's probably in the group behind you.
Anyway, thank you for letting me off a little bit early. I appreciate it.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.